Let's explore your own body language and its connection to the mind. You are going to learn to explore your energy field. Please find a comfortable position that you can keep for the entire practice. Your spine must be straight, the palms of your hands facing up, and your chin slightly in. Start breathing consciously. Just notice the natural rhythm of your breath, the movement of your abdomen, the sensation of the air coming in and out of your nostrils. Observe your breath and notice how slower it becomes, just by paying attention to it. Notice the connection existing between your breath and your mind. The slower your breath, the calmer your mind. The calmer your mind, the slower your breath. Stay with that awareness for a few moments. Now, lightly touch with your consciousness the following parts of your body. When you do so, observe the sensations happening in that particular part of your body. It could be warmth, a tingling sensation, or heaviness. Beginning on the right side of the body, bring your awareness to your right hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side of the body, waist, hip, thigh, knee, back of the knee, chin, calf, ankle, foot, the whole of the right side of the body. Continue with the left side of the body, bringing your awareness to the left hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side of the body, waist, hip, thigh, knee, back of the knee, chin, calf, ankle, foot, the whole of the left side of the body. Now, shift the awareness to the back of the body. bottom, lower back, upper back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, length of the spine, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, the whole of the back of the body. Focus your attention now on the front of the body, forehead, eyebrows, the space in the center of the eyebrows, the right eye, left eye, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, the nose, mouth, teeth, the tongue, the jaw, the throat, the collarbones, the chest, the ribs, the diaphragm, navel center, the whole of the abdomen and the pelvic floor, the whole of the right leg, the whole of the left leg, both legs together, whole of the right arm, whole of the left arm, both arms together, the torso, neck, head, the whole of the body. Your body is totally relaxed. Your mind is still active. You are safe. You are calm. And you are centered in the now. Please take a few moments to remember a recent incident or illness that had an impact on your body. You then felt weaker, deprived from good health and stamina. Remember this event as if you were watching a movie. You are the observer. What happened then? How was your body hurt? How was your energy? How was your mindset afterwards? Take a few moments here to remember fully this experience. Observe your breath. How is it when you think about that particular event? Is it shallower? How does your solar plexus feel? And your heart? Are your shoulders tighter? Take a few moments to observe your body reacting to that unpleasant thought. still watching this whole process as if you were watching a movie. Now, come back to your breath and exhale fully, releasing any tensions in your body. Inhale and absorb the oxygen, calming your entire being. Breathe out, let any tensions go. Breathe in, recharge. And breathe out, let go. Now, remember the incidents once more. And then go back in time as if you were rewinding the movie. What happened just before the incident? How was your mindset? Were you happy and joyful? Or were you stressed and anxious, filled with worries and anger maybe? What happened before? Try to remember as much as possible how your mind was before the incident. Now, I want you to leave that for a few instants and take a couple of deep breaths. Feel the calming effect of your breath. Focus your eyes behind your closed lids towards the tip of your nose. Activate your center of intuition. Keep on breathing while practicing this exercise. You are now consciously opening your center of intuition. And again, go back to the incident and your mindset surrounding it. Can you see more clearly the connection between the two? What was the connection between the body and the mind then? Ponder your thoughts for a few moments, letting everything coming into your mind without judgment. Listen to your intuition, even though the answer might not be what you are expecting it to be. Very often we have a gut feeling about a certain situation happening into our life. It can present itself in many forms, and only you can know how your intuition will manifest. If we keep ignoring it, the body will work with the mind to make sure that you will listen, that you will go in the direction that is the best for you. You might not be able to see these links now, and it is fine. You can always do this exercise at a different time, using a different illness or incident. By clearing your mind of unwanted thoughts and meditating regularly, you will create the space needed for your intuition, for your gut feeling to manifest. You will then be able to listen to your body language, its needs and its wants, and act accordingly, knowing that it is for your own good. Experiencing inner turmoil and physical pain is a sign from your soul that something in your life needs to be looked at and healed. Focus on your breath once more. Listen to its calming sound. We are now moving on to a different exercise. Listen to my voice and nothing else. Stay present. Stay connected. Now, direct your consciousness to the part of the body that has been giving you pain, that has been feeling uncomfortable. You might feel some pain now, or recall recent pain. Or you have the option here to focus your attention on a certain part of your body that has been slower than the rest, that you wish was more efficient. It can be a limb or an organ or anything else. Focus your mind on that part only, feeling it from the inside and directing your entire mind towards it. Breathe slowly and stay focused. With each new breath, bring more oxygen, more prana into your body and direct it with your mind to the part that needs it the most. While breathing out, relieve that part of all its pain, all its stress, all its suffering. Inhale, bring in more healing energy. Exhale, clear and purify. Continue this exercise for about 10 long breaths. Now, with each new breath, feel warmth filling this part of your body that needs more attention. Feel it getting warmer. Every time you breathe in, imagine that you bring rays of sunshine in this particular place, filling it with light. When you breathe out this time, see it become even brighter, beautiful, light and healthy. Carry on with this exercise for a few more moments. Every time you breathe in, you fill your body with light. And every time you breathe out, it becomes even bigger and brighter. Stay focused. If your mind starts to wander, bring it back to your breath and its healing effect on your body. Come back to your natural breath. Just notice how the part of your body that you've been working on is feeling now. Has anything changed? I want you to feel the palms of your hands. Feel how warm they are. Imagine a bright white light coming out of them from the inside. Watch this beautiful light and feel its warmth into your hands. Now, slowly bring your hands toward each other, paying close attention to the sensations. Observe that when bringing your hands closer together, you feel them as if they were magnets. It is as if you were carrying a gigantic invisible ball. Feel the magnetic field created between your hands. Observe and play with these sensations for a few moments here. Isn't it fascinating? Now, still with that awareness, bring the palms of your hands towards the part of the body that you have been working on. Feel the warmth coming out of your hands and watch the light flowing into your body, coming from your hands and your internal fire. With your consciousness, send light from your hands towards your body. You are now healing yourself. Observe all that happens inside of you and outside of you, just around your body. You are using your mind and your hands to heal yourself. Using your breath consciously, you become even more powerful. Slowly leave that experience now. Bring back your hands, palms facing up, close to your body. Come back to your natural breath. Observe your body now, and especially the place you have been working on. How does it feel? Being an observer in a motion movie, you know that everything is possible, that you can create what you want into your life, into your body. Therefore, ask consciously your body how it feels, as if it were a close friend. Ask that special part how it feels now, if it appreciated the exercise. Ask that part what else you can do to make it healthier, happier, and listen to your body answering you as if you were close friends, as if it was confiding in you. Create an internal dialogue with yourself. Take a few moments to thank your body for all it does for you. Come back to your natural breath. As much as listening to your body language is vital for a healthy life, listening to your intuition and your truth is as well. When focusing only on the physical body, it gives it too much importance and we neglect a part of who we are. We then over-energize it or drain it with thoughts and emotions. When you meditate, you bring attention to your entire being as a whole, your body, your mind, your intuition, and your truth. There are many dimensions to your being that are there to explore. And by getting to know yourself, you open the door to a fantastic journey of self-healing. And remember that everything starts from you, that self-love is the key to a true and deep healing. Take a few deep breaths here. Then listen to the sounds of the room. And listen to the sounds that are far away in the distance. You can start wriggling your fingers and your toes. Open your eyes when you are ready.